USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Already having some of the toughest gun laws in America, President Biden plans to attack the violence in many large cities by increasing gun laws.
Hey, the gun violence is a sea fed by many rivers. Well, I put forward a plan to dam up some of those streams.
The president and his attorney general met with New York State and city leaders Thursday to discuss the issue of record-breaking street violence. A large winter storm that has forced schools to close, knocked out power, and massively disrupted road and air travel will continue to hit the central, eastern, and southern United States over the next few days. A Republican National Committee panel moved a resolution forward on Thursday to censure Representatives Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for their roles with the mostly partisan January 6th committee. The 168 members will vote on it today in Salt Lake City. USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Walking into a sporting event or a concert, security will always tell you, no glass containers and no ice chests. Well, now we must add drones to the list of items being banned from the Super Bowl in Southern California.
The FAA is declaring the airspace around SoFi Stadium in Southern California a no-drone zone ahead of the Super Bowl. The temporary flight restriction lasts from 2:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. on February 13th. Covering airspace within roughly 35 miles of the stadium and up to an altitude of 18,000 feet. Within a mile of the stadium and up to 3,000 feet, the regulation goes into effect at 10 a.m. Those who defy the rule could face a fine of up to $30,000 and criminal charges, potentially even having the drone confiscated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
U.S. intelligence is reporting they have found evidence Russia was plotting a false flag attack as a pretext to invade Ukraine. Representative Brian Mass, a Republican from Florida on Newsmax last night, says Russia is inventing ways to justify a potential attack on Ukraine.
One part of what you're seeing in a rapidly escalating show of force by Russia, them coming up with ways to justify a potential attack on the Ukraine, a potential invasion of the Ukraine, to include going out there and moving false stories, whether to trick the Ukrainian people or trick the Russian people or the globe or anybody else. That's all part of their strategy in the preparation for war. Number one, just look at the space of this. You have communist regimes that fundamentally want to stand against democracies. We are the leader in democracy. China is the leader in communism right now. If they can find a partner in communism, then it makes sense for them to try to stand against the leaders of democracy. And in that, the number one organization that's meant to stand against the former strongest communist party, which was Russia and the Soviet Union, Putin is able to do this for China right now. Test the salt of NATO, which is meant to stand against Russia, by doing nothing more at this moment than moving his own military around his own country. And you're getting to see NATO partners, shake at the knees.
The Winter Olympics are underway in China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.